President Obama sure seems frustrated these days. He told reporters he's frustrated with Congress for not moving on immigration and says he'll take action by executive order. And the president is frustrated again with the media, saying news organizations aren't reporting on the substantive things he's trying to accomplish.
That even when Washington sometimes seems tone deaf to what's going on in people's lives and around kitchen tables, that there's going to be somebody who's going to stand up for you and your family. And I wanted to let all of you know that, because you don't see it on TV sometimes. It's not what the press and the pundits talk about.
So why does he keep taking on the press and the pundits? Joining us now here in New York, Lauren Ashburn, Fox News contributor and a former USA Today executive who hosts Social Buzz on the Fox website. Rich Lowry, editor of National Review and a Fox News contributor. And Kelly Goff, special correspondent for TheRoot.com and a contributor to The Daily Beast. Lauren, why does Barack Obama keep on banging this anti-media drum?
I think it's ridiculous. This is a guy who can snap his fingers and reporters come running right to his house and he can say anything that he wants to say, and it will be carried nationwide. It is not the messenger; it is the person. It's the person who is delivering the message. That's the problem.
The press pays house calls if you lived in 1600 Pennsylvania. Does the president have a point, Rich Lowry, when he says the media favor covering politics over policy and get distracted by superficial controversies?
Yes, of course.
Good.
But there's also a lot of substance covered as well, and the press would be completely delighted if every day held a real news conference, right, discussing whatever the substantive issues of the day are, but this is the take he's always had on the media. He's always had a certain contempt for the media. And there's a huge irony there because he never would be president of the United States in the first place if he weren't a media phenomenon and for a lot of superficial reasons.
You're saying he's not grateful.
He's an ingrate. I'm on the record. Write it down.
Kelly Goff, the VA scandal, the missing IRS emails, the handling of the Bo Bergdahl controversy, the mess in Iraq. None of that is exactly the media's fault.
Well, but I will say this. As someone who works for outlets that have covered both Kim Kardashian's wedding and the royal wedding ad nauseum, I'm extremely insulted that the president would insinuate that the media doesn't cover real news. But in all seriousness, of course he's right that there should be more coverage of the actual policy substantive issues and not of the horse race, which all of us are guilty of. You know, all of us are guilty of covering, you know, whether or not a potential Senate candidate has had restraining orders or a messy personal life.
Well, what about the notion that he is blaming the press, and this is a guy who I bet people out there watching say he's gotten tremendous press, certainly for the first several years of his presidency, not to mention his two campaigns.
Look, I think there's enough blame to go around here. You know, is he fine with the fact that the coverage isn't substantive when it's talking about how gorgeous his wife looks on the cover of Vogue magazine or when it's other things like that that are helpful? Probably. But by the same token, this is someone who, it's not just a contempt for the press, but he's not someone who likes to watch a lot of TV. He is a constitutional lawyer who would like to see policy covered every day, and it's not.
A huge irony here. On the same trip where he launches an attack on the press for being superficial and covering things that don't matter, his team takes enormous efforts to arrange these photo ops at a hamburger joint and him buying an ice cream cone. And at the hamburger joint, he has a woman who writes him a letter about her financial struggles, and what do they give her? You know, and a photo op with the president at a burger joint, because they know that's what the media is going to cover, and they want the media to cover
that. But can I just say really quickly that this is something that all of us as columnists struggle with, right? It's sort of the sneaking your kids vegetables by making it look like candy, and I do think that it's less likely that her story would have been covered if he hadn't have been giving a photo op. So there is a bit of blame to go around.
You're saying he's playing to the predilections of the press, which likes to have a sugary hook
You can't have it both ways. You can't manipulate the media by sitting down at a burger joint on one hand and then say they're not covering the issues that are important to the White House.
What I'm wondering is, isn't this a guy who happens to be the president of the United States who has total access to the media and therefore can shape the media narrative?
Of course he can. And it's very easy for him because a lot of people who used to work for him are now in the media carrying his water.
Talking about David Axelrod and Robert
Gibbs. Stephanie Cutter. Mm-hmm. Stephanie Cutter has been seen going into the White House. I mean, it's no secret. That means he has allies in the media.
But what about when he has these anchors come to the White House?
Mika Brzezinski came and Kate Baldwin from CNN. They came in and during the Family Values Summit basically asked him questions that agreed with his policies. Kate was a little bit harder on him than Nora O'Donnell. And
And he's also had George Stephanopoulos. And the point is, as you said earlier, he can snap his fingers and deal with it. I'm wondering if you think Rich Lowry is somebody coming from the conservative point of view, whether or not the mainstream media, that broad term, are now disillusioned with second-term President Obama.
I think they are a little bit. And look, the media does need news. And the fact is, he's just stuck. You know, he doesn't have unified control of Congress. There's nothing new about his agenda. So there's really nothing new to cover. And these complaints about the media, they're old, too. He's been making these for years and years and years, and the economic policies he's talking about are exactly the same as well. And on top of all this, the things that are new are the scandals.
But this isn't just equal to him. This isn't just him. I mean, this is every president who says, I hate the media, I hate the way I'm being covered.
Right.
But in this instance, it doesn't ring true. He came out, go ahead.
On Rich's point, he tried to make news. He had a Rose Garden news conference on immigration, and what happened?
He came out and said, I'm going to study it.
But can I draw an analogy here? This reminds me of a bit of when I got invited to cover the Women and Girls Initiative event that Hillary Clinton was hosting. And I actually went because I like writing about substantive policy issues related to women and girls. I get there, and what ends up becoming the main news story? Chelsea Clinton announces she's pregnant. And the fact of the matter is that summit on women and girls would never have gotten international news coverage had Chelsea Clinton not said she's pregnant there. Whose fault is that? Is that Hillary's fault?
Well, it's not Chelsea's fault.
But do you see what I'm saying, Howard? I think there's truth here.
You have inadvertently set me up for my next question, which is Barack Obama is not the only person who is unhappy, the only liberal Democrat, I would say, who's unhappy with his press coverage. Hillary Clinton, continuing her book tour, did an interview with C-SPAN in which she said that some of the coverage of her, that she didn't read much, but she didn't have time. I can understand that. But some of the coverage of her was inaccurate. Is she justified in complaining about the press?
Well, as someone who just wrote a not particularly flattering column about her, I'd say no, definitively. No, look, she's made some gaffes, she's made some missteps, and you know, she's someone who's used to being beaten up in the press, but it had been a while, right? She's someone who actually had a great comeback, where she was sort of the comeback kid, and after receiving lots of unflattering press for the first 20 years of her life in the public eye, everyone was sort of sounding the drumbeat. She's qualified, she's great, even people on other sides of the aisle. So this is the first time she's gotten beaten up in a bit, and I think that it caught her off guard.
But she's hated the media for a very long time, and she has said she has contempt for the media, and so now she had this, as you said, great run as the Secretary of State, and when you're out of office and you're not running for president, you're going to have more favorable ratings. And so I think it really made her mad that when she came out with a new book that she was getting trashed.
Well, I would argue in the last 4 years up to the book tour, she's gotten the best press coverage of her life.
Absolutely.
And then most of the negative coverage on the book tour, I would say, had to do with her own stumbles, most notably on the issue of her personal wealth and dead broke and all that.
Yeah, I think there are two things going on here, big things. One, a media narrative has been opened up on her wealth, and that is something that we'll see all the way through 2016 if she runs. Any gaffe, anything she does is going to be interpreted through that prism, a little bit the way it happened to Al Gore in 2000 when the narrative was he's an exaggerator. So everyone is looking for lies or things that he was exaggerating. The other thing is the media loves a horse race, and she's such in a formidable position. For now, it's going to be Hillary versus Hillary, and the media is going to be picking at every single thing she says because there's no other story out there.
You're saying there's a hunger and a
thirst. Getting in her own way.
Which reinforces what the president said about us caring more about the horse race than actual policy. And I have to say, I think the other reason she was thrown off guard by the coverage is that the reaction to my column for The Beast about her gaffes is that the Clinton brand has been so associated with income inequality. And you had liberals for the first time saying, I'm not so comfortable with what she said. That, I think, for her was unexpected. And I think that was part of driving some of her anger about the
coverage. I'd like to know what she thinks is inaccurate. I mean, certainly over the years that she's been in the public eye, going back to First Lady, things have been written, some conspiracy theories have been carried in the media, but, you know, what she said when she was pressed about her evolution on same-sex marriage, for example, I mean, that wasn't inaccurate, that was just some tough questions.
Well, you and I last week talked about the fact that there was a Washington Post story that had unnamed Obama sources sprinkled throughout it, so I don't think it's just inaccuracies. I think it's the way that she is portrayed in the media.
She probably had better toughen up if she's going to run for president, as we all think she is. And just to button up your point on the president, so if he's not making any news and if he continues not to be able to get much through Congress, this is going to be he's going to continue to be unhappy with the coverage.
Prepare for a lot of whining for the next 2 years.
Well, get out on that.